You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio with me here at the Royal Society for Blind Children's Percussion Play Workshop outside their Life Without Limits Centre in central London to get a real flavour of the workshop, chatting with some of the young blind and partially sighted people taking part in the workshop and some of the people who have made the workshop happen.
Hi everybody, it's Eliza. I'm a community support officer here at RSBC. Not been here very long, and I'm supporting on the percussion play session here today. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's really nice and really lovely noises coming, which you can hear in the background. Why does the Royal Society for Blind Children want to sort of put on this percussion workshop?
I think there's so many young people who love music, myself included, and other sort of creative arts, and it's often really hard for them to express that in general public, whereby they want to be able to do lessons or they want to be able to perform, but unfortunately they can't do that because, you know, the general public, they are always wary when they say, okay, we've got somebody who's visually impaired who wants to participate in something like this. And, you know, here they're among people of their own kind and people that are going to support them and say, yeah, you've got the talent, you've got the confidence to do it, and building that confidence up further.
And I suppose it's that thing of, you know, sort of being able to be free and play an instrument and not worry about what other people might think as well.
Absolutely. I mean, here, you know, kids are, they're trialling them out, they're playing tunes as we can hear, but if you're in the public, you know, sometimes people are a bit like shocked, like, is this person blind doing this, or has this person genuinely got a disability and are they making that up? You know, you often see things like that on, you know, say Brit's Got Talent or even America's Got Talent, whereby people are kind of gobsmacked.
Yeah, because I think it's that sort of cliche thing that everybody thinks that somebody who's blind or partially sighted is bound to be a fantastic musician, and that's certainly not my case.
Yeah, no, I mean, people often are, they're shocked when they hear me sing or give a speech. They're like, how could she do that when she can't see? I was like, it's possible, because you don't need to be able to see to sing. You know, you can hear the lyrics, you know what a beat sounds like, you know the words to a speech. So, you know, it's just easy. It's just standing up in front of people. Okay, sure, it's hard to make eye contact sometimes, but, you know, that doesn't mean you can't do it.
And it's great to sort of hear all the children playing at the moment and to see, yeah, I suppose, how they're reacting to playing and what sort of joy they're getting out from playing.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you've got, you know, you've got people here who've got other needs other than their vision impairment, and it's that freedom of expression, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And did you say you sing as well? Do you perform yourself?
I've done singing before. I've done sort of talent contests at school. I did audition for Brit's Got Talent, I think, this year, but unfortunately I didn't get through. I left the audition too late, which was kind of my own fault. I, you know, winter period, you tend to have the cold or whatever, and you think, oh, I'm going to sound horrible singing. So, you know, I wasn't able to do that. But I'm hoping to audition again and have the chance to make my dreams come true.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Britain's Got Talent, if not there, maybe in the charts. But thank you ever so much for talking
no
with me
problem.
Here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries.
The first set of instruments we've got right ahead of us are called the cattails, but over here in the UK we're probably calling them more like bulrushes, like the marsh plant, the bulrush. So there's a set of six, and they have a cut along the side of the instrument to make it sound better. You'll notice the difference if you cut at the top of the instrument, but at the bottom, the sound is deader. So the idea is you hit at the top.
Okay.
And they're a set of chimes, and they've been colour blasted to make them a bronze colour. Shot blasted, sorry, to make them a bronze colour. And
make...
look like bulrushes.
Oh, wow. And does that make it easier for somebody with a little bit of sight who might be able to see things?
I think the idea that they're not too shiny, so they don't reflect too much, but yes, they're a sort of a dull tone, but I think they do make it easier to see from the feedback we received last time, that the shiny surfaces are not as popular as the slightly anodized surfaces.
Okay. That's cool. Brilliant.
Lovely. And these are very tactile. They have pointy tops on them that are flexible as well to make them look like the bulrushes.
Oh, wow.
Hi, my name is Florina. I'm Jude's mum.
Hi, I'm Jude and I'm 22 years old.
So, Jude, what have you been playing this morning on with the percussion instruments?
I had the xylophone first and I was tapping the tune and I liked the sound of it, you know.
And what sort of, I suppose, feelings do you get when you're playing an instrument? How does it make you feel?
It makes me jolly.
Fantastic, fantastic. And for you, Mum, how do you feel when Jude is playing the instruments? How does it sort of make you feel?
Oh, he's great. He's born for music. He's love music. He eat music, he sing music, everything music. So he's enjoying music. So whatever he try. Even here, he can play piano, he can play drum, whatever instrument you give, he always try. He love music. He's a very good singer as well.
And Jude, do you have any ambitions to carry on with music and maybe perform on stage?
I like to perform my own music. That's what I like to do. That's my ambition.
And what sort of music, what sort of type of music did you sort of produce?
I can do a pop music. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. You love all variety of music, all languages, well, even... We come from Sri Lankan Tamil. He loves Sri Lankan Tamil music as well. He's doing so much Indian artists with them. He sang with them on stage. So I'm going to give an opportunity to train from them, big, big artists. So I'm waiting for until 25. Then he can... That's his ambition. He's going to be a singer.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I suppose it's nice to come to the workshops today to see what sort of instruments are around and how they're being made accessible as well.
He likes the drum there. He, another ambition, he learned drum. So yeah. Piano he learned, but he can't go for the exam and everything because it's difficult to curve his finger. So yeah. There's drum. So we're going to testing today. So if he can, if he's interested, we're going to learn.
Wow.
We were going to take the lesson from teachers.
Yeah, sure. We're going to give a little demo of this drums, yeah?
Okay.
Ready?
One, two, three,
go.
Man's not hot. I said, man's not hot. Thank God. They call me tear off the jacket. I say, hey, man's not hot.
Yeah.
Man's not hot. Never hot. Man's not hot. I said, girl told me tear off the jacket. I say, hey, man's not hot.
Hey, well done.
This one's going to be a tricky one to explain. It's called our harmony bells, and the idea is that it looks like a bunch of flowers.
Okay.
So each flower is on a stainless steel stalk, and then a series of four bells underneath a petal shape.
So if I put my hand up, can I feel them?
Yeah, you can feel here. Where are you? Yep. Just up here. So that's the stalk.
Okay, oh God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it comes down and then you can feel like
petal
shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And below the petal are four bells that get smaller in size.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then as you hit the bells, with this mallet attached here.
Okay. Whoa.
And they have a really nice, they really resonate for quite some time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so there's three flowers on to make this posy, if you like, of flowers. And that's the mallet. You just drop that down.
Oh, wow.
So nice. that's quite, and it looks really quite funky.
Yeah,
it's very bright colours.
It's really nice and tactile, isn't it?
It's tactile, and they're all very slightly different heights as well, so they're good for smaller children can still reach up and play them as well.
And did, what was the flower design? Was that something that sort of came out of sort of people's sort of feedback, or was it just something that you thought actually would work really nicely?
Because these are all designed to go outside, people were any design that we came out that sort of was inspired by nature, people was instantly more popular. So I think people like the idea that these are nature-inspired instruments, and this one particularly looked like maybe bluebells as they drop down.
That's nice.
So they're very popular.
Oh, that's lovely. They're lovely. Really lovely.
Well, hello, I'm Sue Sharp. I'm the CEO at the Royal Society for Blind Children, the RSBC, and we're delighted to be hosting the Percussion Play Workshop here at the Life Without Limits Centre in such a beautiful day.
Hi, I'm Jodie Ashfield and Managing Director with Percussion Play. We're excited to be here again with the RSBC. and looking forward to working out how we can make our musical instruments more accessible to people with vision impairment.
So how did the sort of connection and collaboration between both of you come about?
Well, it came about after I was on holiday in York and I saw a sign which appeared to have a lot of thought put into it for better accessibility for people with vision impairment. And we've been manufacturing these products for 15 years or so, and we wanted to start to work on a much more research piece on how our instruments can be as accessible as possible by basically getting some kind of expert input. And who better are the experts than the users? So that's when we connected with the RSPC, and Sue and her team were welcoming and invited us to come work with them at their live centre Without Limits. And we also bought in the, or rather the RSPC connected us with the Amber Trust at the time. And so we initially started by doing a workshop which happened to be indoors because the weather was quite poor and it was quite cold, and that meant that we're inside a room and with quite a number of instruments and lots of people, there was a real sort of cacophony of noise. And whilst we got some great feedback and sort of lots of the members completed surveys, we just wanted to try and do this again outdoors with a bit more space and a few less people, just to make it a much more focused session to try and establish, you know, what works well, what doesn't work, and how we can improve the instruments for people with vision impairment.
And Sue, from the charity and from having lots of young blind and partially sighted people here today, what's sort of been the sort of reactions from the children, do you think?
Well, delight. I think you can hear the sounds in the background. The instruments are very engaging. And I think music plays such a large part in the lives of a lot of the children that we work with. It seems a kind of natural extension to collaborate with percussion play to make sure that the instruments that they might come across out and about are as accessible as possible for them. As we're saying, I mean, there's a lot that's already very good about these instruments in terms of the use of colour to differentiate different elements of them, different shapes and sizes, but getting the input of the end user in how to make it even more accessible is absolutely vital. And yeah, we're very, very lucky today that we have probably the best day we've had in weeks in central London, and it's lovely to be able to come outside. And it's also really interesting, we've got a lot of passers-by too, so whilst we were looking for a much more focused workshop, we've actually got not just vision impaired young people trying out these instruments, but also seeing how the general public just interact with them and how it really gives everyone a sense of sort of joy.
And I think that's the nice thing. I mean, when we turned up this morning, myself and John, my support worker, it was lovely to hear the noise coming out from around the corner and to come here and to hear all the noise. And also, I think it's good that, you know, the general public can come along and have a go and just see what pleasure music gives to people.
Absolutely. Yes, I think there's lots of pleasure on display today.
And Jody, from today, obviously you're gathering research and gathering some feedback and stuff and things. What do you see the sort of progress of the instruments? What do you think you might add to them to, in a way, if possible, make them more accessible?
Well, we've had some really fantastic feedback, such as the use of potentially using different textures on notes to denote higher or lower tones, or we currently have a sort of colour coding system which we could potentially use different textures to denote a colour which would identify a specific note. Some of the instruments that we've created over the years have somewhat abstract shapes, which those instruments don't work as well as the ones which are designed in more of a sort of linear fashion and more logical. So it's interesting to see how we develop that with our design team, you know, collate those observations, and then I'm sure that's going to inform the ongoing development of new products as well as retrospective changes to existing products.
And Sue, finally, will you be running more workshops to enable blind and partially sighted young children to get involved in playing music?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think the partnership that we've founded through these workshops has proven to be really invaluable. So I hope that in the future, perhaps when these new instruments that are being inspired by the young people that we work with are launched, that would be another nice opportunity for it all to come together again.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Jody and Sue, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you,
Toby.
To find out more about the Royal Society for Blind Children and the work that they do, including events like the Percussion Play Workshop, do visit their website, which is rsbc.org.uk.